local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Now we welcome you to a Tuesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day, getting you home safe with the rush hour traffic updates on the fives, weather forecast with Alan Strum, of course, and all of today's top headlines. We start, as we always do, with today's top three stories. The biggest one in the state of Texas today, the Supreme Court allowing the state to enforce a new law giving local police the power to arrest anybody they believe is in the country illegally.
We are being invaded by land, by sea, by air. It's drones, it's boats going into Florida. They have been taking drugs and illegal immigrants to Florida for years. Of course, millions have come across the border under Joe Biden.
And that was reaction from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. The high court yesterday allowed the law to proceed, then immediately blocked it after the White House sued, saying it tramples on the federal government's exclusive authority to oversee immigration issues. Well, today the court ruled the law can go into effect while litigation continues in lower courts, so certainly not the last time we have heard about this one. The top generals who oversaw the deadly withdrawal of Afghanistan say there was a lack of coordination and execution prep by the Biden White House in 2021.
In the final days, we gave 130,000 people their lives and freedom at very high cost. And most importantly, we protected the United States from terrorist attack from Afghanistan, which was our original mission, and that mission continues today.
That was part of the testimony from former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, and former Central Command Commander General Kenneth McKenzie. They both say, in their words, that the planning was far too little, far too late. 13 American service members were killed in a terror attack at the Kabul airport back in 2021. And negotiations are continuing to reach a temporary ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas.
We are working 24/7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get the hostages so that we have a temporary ceasefire, so that we can get that all important aid into Gaza.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week, and this comes as a new UN report warns that famine is set to break out in northern Gaza. That's a look at our top three stories today. Our top local headline, Mayor D.C. Reeves says that FDLE and Pensacola Police are both involved in the investigation of the weekend cyber attack, but not releasing much more. He says it is too soon to say if there was any personal information impacted.
It's too early to say one way or the other on that. Obviously, we understand that that's going to be the number one question. And so, again, we continue to get updates minute by minute. And certainly when there's an answer, a definitive answer in that one way or the other, we'll be providing that as soon as possible.
And as of now, the city says there is no interruption to the airport, 911, and Pensacola Police and Fire. 311 was back up by yesterday evening. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Here's Alan with the forecast.
The weather tonight will be clear and cool with overnight lows falling mainly into the low 40s. A little cooler for some of the inland areas. Beautiful again on Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. We'll have mostly sunny skies. Weather will be dry. It's late this week, Thursday night and Friday, that we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road towards I-10, we've still got some evening traffic that's going to cause you some serious backups there. Also have a lot on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. You're especially going to run into that as you approach Oriole Beach. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Wind Haven Beach, we still have some minor backups there, but luckily they have decreased significantly. And then the last big spot is if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, just passing Avalon Boulevard and traveling closer to Glover Lane. My bad. I forgot to say this. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right. Thank you. Also in our local headlines today, the 14-year-old accused of fatally shooting a 15-year-old boy last week in Pensacola will be tried as an adult. The state attorney's office confirmed that Remington Crum's case has been moved to adult court, and he's facing a charge of second-degree murder. He's accused of killing 15-year-old DeMarco Banks at an apartment complex on North 9th Avenue last Thursday. Investigators have also charged 19-year-old Rumariah Union with accessory after the fact. And last Friday, Crum's mother talked to Channel 3 and indicated that Crum's may have been a victim of bullying leading up to the incident. Also, a troublesome home that was most recently the site of a murder in Escambia County is now torn down for good. Following the deadly shooting on R Street last week, Channel 3 spent time at the home and reported that over 60 arrests have been made at the address over the last 3 years.
We've been working with code enforcement. They've done a fantastic job of getting what they needed so that we can destroy this crap hole that has been destroying this entire neighborhood for years now.
As it relates to the homicide investigation, Sheriff Simmons says that no charges have been filed yet. A person who was wanted for questioning, 32-year-old Chelsea Cicero, is now held in the Escambia County Jail on an unrelated charge. Just an email that we just got in, of course, at our top local headline, we were talking about the city cyber attack. So we just got a news release here just a moment ago. The city says they're still coordinating with agencies in the investigation. Nothing more there. As for the restoration, IT is continuing the process to ensure a smooth transition. Quote, we have heard from many Pensacola Energy customers trying to utilize the online payment process. The network outage has affected Pensacola Energy's online payment capabilities and all payment processing capabilities. Pensacola Energy's standard billing practices provide customers with a generous grace period, and penalties will not be assessed during this time. Disconnects on delinquent accounts will also be deferred until all payment receiving and processing capabilities have been restored. Sanitation service customers, if your bill was due on or after March 15th, late fees will not be assessed. Once online bill pay is restored, customers will have 3 business days to pay their bill before late fees are imposed. So the primary outages right now remain with payments for Pensacola Energy and sanitation. So that's the very latest there from the city of Pensacola. Finally, in our local headlines, down the road in Fort Walton Beach, civil rights attorney DeWitt Lacey announced a lawsuit is being filed against the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office in connection to an officer-involved shooting in November. Last month, the Sheriff's Office confirmed Deputy Jesse Hernandez had resigned in December after the incident on November 12th. Marquise Jackson was detained, handcuffed, and placed in a squad car while deputies investigated a report of a stolen car. Hernandez heard the sound of an acorn falling on top of the car and, believing it to be a gunshot, opened fire.
On November 12th, my life changed forever. I haven't been the same since. Will I ever have a peace of mind again? Imagine being shot at a tremendous amount of times while handcuffed in the backseat of a cop car by the ones we call to protect our community.
The sheriff's office has said that Hernandez resigned before he could be interviewed in their investigation. Jackson suffered no injuries and was not charged with a crime. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Today is the day that spring begins. The Bible beautifully explains in Song of Solomon 2:11, and I quote, "For lo, the winter is past, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of the birds is come." Ladies and gentlemen, one of the ways that God reveals himself to us is through his creation. Be sure to pause to listen as the birds chirp. Take time away from the hustle and bustle of life and enjoy seeing the trees as God brings back their color. As you look at his creation, be still and know that he is God. Throughout an individual's life, you only get a certain number of springtimes to enjoy. So as we rejoice in the stewardship of this time of the year, be sure to take time to thank God for his creation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Join Lakeview Center's Cindy McLaughlin, Specialty Program Manager, tomorrow at 10 for their show about opioid overdose awareness. What you need to know about opioids. How fentanyl cannot be easily detected in opioids. Help is available for support and free Narcan. Plan to tune in and contact Lakeview Center's OPUS program. Visit elakeviewcenter.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Austin, it is 5:23.
Yes, sir.
Couple minutes from 5:25. I understand we have a pair of tickets to give away. Do you have the details on those?
Yes, I do. There are a pair of tickets to the Symphony Spectacular. That's on March 23rd at 7:30 at the Sanger Theater. It says here, join the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra for a spectacular evening featuring Sergei Prokofiev. Kafiv's Fifth Symphony. I didn't say the name right, but don't let that distract you from the fact that it's a good deal here that we got given away.
All right, and that is going to be when?
March 23rd at 7:30 p.m.
March 23rd at 7 o'clock, so that is a Saturday night show.
Yes.
Let's give those away. First person to text in to 850-437-1620. Let's go with, you said Fifth Symphony, right?
Yes.
Fifth Symphony. First person to text in Fifth Symphony gets a pair of tickets to that Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
Clever.
Yeah. Like to think so. All right. 525. Anything happening on the roads? Hopefully no accidents caused by a throng of listeners texting.
I would like to hope not. Not from what I can see, but we'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road or southbound trying to get onto I-10, we've got some pretty heavy congestion going both ways there. Also got some on North Davis Highway just traveling just northbound of Creighton Road. North Palafox Street, that's if you're traveling towards Burgess Road. We've got some backups in that area as well. A little bit on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway still giving us issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. And lastly, if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane, we've still got a little bit of issues there, but luckily they do appear to be lessening some.
Chilly weather again overnight, mainly lows in the low 40s, some inland areas a little cooler. We'll have mostly sunny skies here Wednesday, beautiful with highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday, we've got a chance for rain, but the weekend looks dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 525 as we transition to our state headlines today. It is primary day, despite the fact that President Biden and Donald Trump have already secured their party's nominations. Polls open until 7 o'clock. It is a closed primary, so only registered Republicans are allowed to vote. Other states taking part include Arizona, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio.
And Florida Republicans are adding to their lead in voter registration numbers. The Florida Times Union reports the GOP's more than 541,000 voter lead marks the biggest gap between the parties since Democrats dominated by more than 850,000 votes in 1988. Florida elections officials report the state has 5.2 million registered Republicans, nearly 4.4 million Democrats, and 3.9 million with no party affiliation.
Attorney General Ashley Moody is issuing another warning for spring breakers. She says she is giving more resources to local police to combat deadly drug overdoses while more people are visiting the state.
Many equate spring break with drug use, and we have got to stop that because we now know that so many illicit substances contain a lethal dose of fentanyl.
Now, law enforcement will receive Narcan and join the Helping Heroes program so they can easily restock at any Walmart. Moody says a lot of kids are getting drugs from the black market, which often sell fake pills laced with fentanyl.
And some Florida students are getting a chance to have their artwork blast off into space. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez announced yesterday the launch of the 2024 Florida Space Art Contest. Students in kindergarten through grade 5 can create a piece of art that could be included in an upcoming mission. Other students can win two tickets to the Kennedy Space Center, and you can get more details on that at floridaspaceart.com.
Very cool. National news. It looks like the partial government shutdown has been averted. Congressional leaders struck a deal with the White House on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, which, of course, has been in the news a lot lately, a major sticking point in negotiations to pass six spending bills by Friday night. The House and Senate will take up the bills as soon as possible.
And nearly 1,000 Americans have asked the State Department for help in Haiti. That's where gang violence has plunged the nation into chaos. People have been filling out intake forms online as the U.S. tries to get people out on chartered flights. More than 30 Americans were evacuated Sunday to Miami.
House Republicans introducing a bill that would end federal funding for medical schools with DEI race-based mandates. Congressman Greg Murphy of North Carolina was a combat surgeon in Iraq and co-wrote the measure that requires medical schools to uphold colorblind admission processes.
I come here today as a surgeon, someone who has devoted his entire life, both here as well as abroad, in taking care of patients of a large minority of individuals who do not look like me. Prescription pads and scalpels are now being weaponized.
The lawmakers claim diversity, equity, and inclusion practices have no place in medicine, and in their words, sacrifice the excellence and quality of medical education at the hands of prejudice and divisive ideology.
And the FBI says crime rates in the U.S. continue to fall. New data for the 2023 fourth quarter shows reported violent crime fell 6% from the previous year. The number of murders dropped 13%, and reported property crime declined 4%.
A former police officer in Mississippi is being sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for his involvement in the torture and sexual assault of two black men. Former Rankin County Sheriff Deputy Hunter Elward was one of six officers, all white, involved in the attack last year. Elward pleaded guilty to shooting one of the victims in the month, is it mouth?
I believe so.
Okay. It's month in the script, so it was oversight by me. The other five officers also pleaded guilty and are scheduled to be sentenced this week. According to federal prosecutors, some of the officers call themselves the Goon Squad because of their use of excessive force without reporting it. Yeah, that's troubling, to say the least.
For sure.
5:30, we will take a break there. Recap of today's top three stories, traffic and weather update right when we come back, and then digging into what's happening in the sports world today, the first four getting underway in about, 5 minutes or so. Ooh.
News. I'm John Saucier. The Supreme Court temporarily will allow Texas to enforce its new law that allows it to arrest illegal immigrants crossing the border, making it a state crime. The court ruling 6-3. Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson and Elena Kagan dissenting from that ruling. The House Foreign Affairs Committee holding a hearing on the 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Of course, we know 13 U.S. service members were killed in a suicide bombing at an airport in Kabul. Former commander of U.S. Central Command, General Kenneth McKenzie, blames policy decisions for the incident.
It remains my opinion that if there is culpability in this attack, it lies in policy decisions that created the environment of August 2021 in Kabul. Culpability and responsibility do not lie with the troops on the ground, who perform magnificently.
Republicans have been quick to criticize the Afghanistan withdrawal in a report following an investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, shares of department store chain Nordstrom got a bit of a boost today following reports that the company's namesake founding family is trying to take the company private. Reports say that Nordstrom has contacted Morgan Stanley and Centerview Partners to determine interest in the deal. Nordstrom had tried to go private 6 years ago, but the attempt was unsuccessful. Reports citing people familiar with the matter say that there's no certainty that a deal will be reached this time around. And grocery chain Trader Joe's says it's calling selected lots of its roasted and salted whole cashews due to salmonella concerns. The effective products have a SKU number of 37884 and were sold in 16 states, mainly in southern and western states. Now, the recall comes after the FDA says that it found salmonella during routine testing. So far, no illnesses have been reported. Consumers owning the products can return it to the store.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by LL Flooring. LL Flooring, every step covered. Line General Manager Brad Holmes and Head Coach Dan Campbell both received contract extensions through 2027. Next up for an extension in Detroit is quarterback Jared Goff. Sure, Goff has limitations as he's a good QB and not a great one, but he is in the final year of his deal and has exceeded all expectations during his time with the Lions and deserves a new lucrative contract to stay in the Motor City. I'm Zach Gelb.
If you're a pro and flooring is your game, we'll help you win it. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors. You want decor?
Try.
You want plumbing?
You're out.
LL Flooring has been helping pros knock it out of the park for over 30 years. Visit one of our 400 nationwide warehouses for one-on-one service, extensive inventory, and exclusive pro pricing.
All right.
Get the pro treatment you deserve. Enroll today, online or in-store. LL Flooring, every step covered.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. We're going to start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile, we have some minor issues there. You're going to experience more, though, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10. Not only that, but North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, just past Creighton Road, we've got some problems there as well. Gulf Beach Highway is still going to give you some problems if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And if you're traveling westbound on Highway 98, this is if you're traveling towards Bower Road, we've got some heavy backups there. No confirmation of an accident, but I can only assume that is what we have because it's going to have you backed up to Dog Track Road. That's a pretty lengthy wait there. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still giving us some minor issues. Same thing with westbound on Navarre Parkway going through Windhaven Beach. We've since gotten a traffic incident there. And lastly, if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, just past Avalon Boulevard and towards Glover Lane, we've still got some minor issues there, though they are slowly but surely dying down.
The weather tonight will be clear and cool with overnight lows falling mainly into the low 40s, a little cooler for some of the inland areas. Beautiful again on Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. We'll have mostly sunny skies. Weather will be dry. It's late this week, Thursday night and Friday, that we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Quick congratulations to Merle winning the Symphony tickets for this Saturday. I believe, Austin, we have a pair to give away tomorrow as well.
We do.
So, yeah, stay tuned for that opportunity tomorrow. Quick recap of today's top three stories before we get our sports headlines today. The Supreme Court is allowing Texas to enforce the new law, giving local police the power to arrest anybody they believe is in the country illegally. They say it can be in effect while litigation continues in lower courts. Top generals who oversaw the deadly withdrawal of Afghanistan were testifying in a House committee hearing today that included former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, who said that the coordination and execution prep by the Biden White House was lacking in 2021. And today, the White House says that negotiations are continuing for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week. Austin, the first of the first four games is about to tip off, so officially in March Madness now.
Absolutely. The first game is going to be between 16 seeds Wagner and Howard. As you said, they tip off at 5:40, and it is 5:40 on the dot. That's going to be followed by 10 seeds Colorado State and Virginia at 8:10. You can catch both of those games on True TV. And I was being very bodacious, perhaps, with my bracket predictions yesterday, and I have I have Howard and Virginia winning these games. So we'll see how quickly I can get eliminated from perfection here. Some of the other headlines, though, going around the sports world. We'll start with the NFL. Wide receivers will be the focus of Netflix's next NFL docuseries. The streamer announced Receiver will premiere this summer following the success of Quarterback from last year. The new series will spotlight stars like Detroit Lion Amon-Ra St. Brown, Minnesota Viking Justin Jefferson, Las Vegas Raider Devontae Adams, and San Francisco 49ers George Kittle and Deebo Samuel. George Kittle's not a wide receiver, but whatever. Some college football news. Clemson's filed a lawsuit against the ACC, citing its exit penalty as unconscionable and unenforceable. That's per ESPN's Pete Thamel. The school joins Florida State as the second to pursue legal action over both the conference's grant of rights and exit fees, throwing the future of another Power 5 conference into further jeopardy. Joe, you made a comparison last hour that I wholeheartedly agree with, and it's kind of where my mind started to go.
Trying to remember what it was.
Big East. The ACC may be going down that road if some of these bigger football brands run for the hills. It's already seen as a basketball-first conference. It was seen that way decades ago. Mm-hmm. And if Florida State and Clemson, two of the football powerhouses, take a hike, especially if like something like North Carolina or Duke goes with them, well, I mean, we're going to have decent, not great basketball programs. We're going to have Syracuse. We're going to have Wake, NC State, Louisville. We're going to have these guys, but these guys don't have the football clout that a Florida State or Clemson does, so I think that could very well happen there. Let's see. ESPN will remain the exclusive home of the college football playoff through the 2031-32 season, assuming the ACC makes it that far. The new deal is reportedly worth $7.8 billion. As part of the agreement, the championship game will also air on ABC, starting with the 26-27 season. And just a couple more notes here. In the MLB, the LA Dodgers and San Diego Padres will get the MLB season started early tomorrow morning in South Korea. The first pitch for the game will be set for 5:05 a.m., so if you're up that early, you can catch it on ESPN. It's going to mark the Dodgers' debut of two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani, so I'm sure a lot of baseball diehards are going to be watching just for if nothing else, just to be able to say that they were there to witness it. And lastly, some sad news here. A former NHL player and the boyfriend of tennis star Aryna Sabalenka is dead after an apparent suicide in Miami. Miami-Dade police confirms that Konstantin Kaltsev appears to have jumped from a balcony at the St. Regis Bal Harbour Resort. Sabalenka still plans on playing at the Miami Open with her first match scheduled for Friday.
As a casual tennis fan, I have, over the last couple of years, taken a liking to Aryna Sabalenka. She's
really
very good, just a likable personality. I can't fathom how your significant other takes her own life and then plays in a tennis match in a few days after that.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge
to
sure.
her. You know, especially tennis, of course, being one of those sports where there's no team. It's just you out there, and very vulnerable as far as just the emotions and everything going into that. So wish her well during for this sure. time there. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes, we'll get just one in here before our traffic and weather update. There's a new study that shows roughly 129,000 Chicago children under six have been exposed to lead in drinking water. That's about 70% of the total Chicago population under six, according to JAMA Pediatrics. Additionally, the study finds 19% of those kids use unfiltered tap water as their primary source of drinking water.
Well, looking at a quick traffic and weather update here, don't worry, I will keep it brief. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10, we still have some problems in that area. Have some issues still that is starting to break up if you're traveling westbound on Highway 98 towards Bauer Road. Don't know what caused that. Haven't seen any confirmation of an accident, but it's good to know that it's dissipating. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is still going to give you some issues, though. And Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point will do the same. We had an accident report on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. I'm sure that's causing some congestion, but we've had evening traffic over there the entire show so far, so I'm not sure how much of a role it's playing, but nonetheless, be on the lookout for it. Outside of that, we do just have a little bit of congestion if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street just past Avalon Boulevard heading towards Glover Lane.
All right, weather update with Alan.
Chilly weather again overnight, mainly lows in the low 40s, some inland areas a little cooler. We'll have mostly sunny skies here Wednesday, beautiful with highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday, we've got a chance for rain, but the weekend looks dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Continuing on now, the biggest potential disruption to the real estate industry may be AI bots. Experts predict that well-trained AI could potentially provide a better, more reliable service than most human brokers at a fraction of the cost. AI trained on the actions of very good brokers would be able to forward new listings to clients within seconds of them appearing, speed up the collection of documentation and payments needed for closings, all while answering questions in a conversational style 24 hours a day. My one question on this, as I'm reading on, quote, AI trained on the actions of very good brokers.
Would the brokers do that?
So, well, that's the question. Is,
yeah.
I know you're a very popular real estate agent, broker in the Pensacola area. We have a proposition for you. We have an AI. His name is John. He is going to train off of you in order to take your job. What do you say?
It may be a strong arm thing. It may be a matter of,
this is happening.
Do it or you're fired. But at that point, I would just quit. I'm like, well, I have too much pride to teach the next guy, which isn't even a guy. Let's see. There's more mechanical problems for United Airlines. It happened on the same day CEO Scott Kirby attempted to reassure customers through email about the airline's dedication to safety. A flight from San Francisco to Japan had to delay takeoff Monday and return to the gate after a mechanical issue. This is the 8th maintenance issue involving an SFO United flight in the past 2 weeks alone.
Also, an alert out for measles across the country now. Here's Lucinda Kay with more.
So far this year, the CDC says 58 cases of measles have hit in 17 states. That already equals all the cases reported in 2023.
It also spreads airborne, which means it can travel long distances. So if somebody with measles walks into a room of 100 people who are not immune, 90 of those 100 people will get measles.
That's Dr. Edmund Milder at Rady Children's Hospital talking to NBC7. Once eradicated, the CDC is urging families once again to make sure they're vaccinated against measles. I'm Lucinda Kay.
In some pop culture notes today, the FBI has returned a pair of ruby slippers stolen from a Minnesota museum to their original owner. The agency confirmed that it returned the slippers that were worn in The Wizard of Oz to owner Michael Shaw during a ceremony last month at the Judy Garland Museum. FBI called the event a restoration of justice, though the ceremony was kept secret due to the ongoing investigation into the theft of the shoes, which, Austin, you and I have talked about a couple of times as came to a conclusion.
And the Yankees are gearing up for a special bobblehead giveaway this summer. They'll be honoring one of their most famous fictional employees with a George Costanza bobblehead doll giveaway. The first 18,000 fans who arrive at the stadium on Seinfeld night are eligible. The figurine shows George at bat on a pedestal, along with his fictional job title with the Yankees, which is assistant to the traveling secretary.
Yeah, I hope those bobbleheads have a safer travel to Yankee Stadium than the Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads had last week. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
They were stolen. So the Penguins were having a Jaromir Jagr bobblehead night last week, I think.
Okay.
And they were stolen en route. And last I heard, I don't know if they've made any arrests or whatever, but it sounded like it could have been like an inside job of somebody like in the post office or somewhere else, like knew what they were and decided to keep them for themselves or perhaps to just list them or whatever. I don't know. But
weird.
Yeah, bobblehead theft there. Travis Kelce is in talks to host an Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader reboot with Amazon Prime. If the deal is sealed, this would be the Chiefs tight end's latest foray into entertainment. Variety reports that the new version of the game show would rely on celebrity guests rather than children, which I'm not a huge fan of because, as the name would suggest,
Fifth grader. Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, you and I talked about this last hour. Kelce's always doing something new, and he's gotten into advertising, and he's gotten into podcasting, and he's dating Taylor Swift. So that's obviously a big deal, and she's a pop star, and I'm sure they're going to travel and enjoy luxuries. And now he's doing this, apparently. I mean, this dude, mid-30s, Legacy Reserved, he's got to be on his way out, I think, sooner rather than later, especially with Jason just now retiring.
Yeah, I think he gives it one more year.
Yeah, I think he's knocking on the door of retirement himself. And I mentioned Taylor Swift. Just one last quick note here. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie garnered more than 4.5 million views on Disney+. That's a record for any music film on the streaming service, which is saying something. According to Disney, Swifties watched over 16 million hours of the concert movie in just 3 days.
Yeah,
my
crazy.
Goodness.
5:51, quick break. Wacky stories and good news when we return.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a chance to talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson about his favoring of an additional halfpenny local option sales tax and why he opposes a reduction in the millage rate. Also talked about the future of real estate transaction fees after this settlement/decision relating to the 6% seller and buyer agent commission. And an allegation by Santa Rosa County Commissioner Kerry Smith that he was being eavesdropped upon by a fellow commissioner. Very interesting stuff. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In the shadow of a Statue of Liberty, in the torchlight of the land of the free, lies a burning wreckage of our fathers' dreams, and the souls who paid with their lives.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. I'm always a good patriot, I like to think. That song was probably better suited for July, perhaps. I don't know. I saw that it was by Johnny Van Zant. I'm familiar with the name. Right. So I took a chance, and I don't regret it, but there's a time and a place.
You know, I've learned something.
What's that?
Because over our months together, you have from time to time taken a chance when it comes to
I do.
The bumper music. And
it adds
I
a thrill
am
to my job.
Struggling to think of one time where it's paid off for you.
There have been, you know what? There's a song by the Kooks, I think is how you pronounce it,
sure.
Or Kooks.
Okay.
And it's called Bad Habit. We do have that on our song bank here, and it was a good song. I listened to it. I love that song. So it has paid off, at least for me.
Okay.
But if y'all's ears are bleeding, I apologize. Let's see, just about 5:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10, we've still got some minor backups there, though they do appear to be dying down. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still got some problems in that area. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. The congestion line has gotten a lot shorter, but it is still present, so be on the lookout for that. And lastly, Navarre Parkway is just about cleared up. Same can be said for Caroline Street. So if you are dealing with some issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Chilly weather again overnight, mainly lows in the low 40s. Some inland areas a little cooler. We'll have mostly sunny skies here Wednesday. Beautiful with highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday, we've got a chance for rain, but the weekend looks dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. As we wind down on hour number two ahead of Channel 3 News at 6 o'clock, a recap of today's top three stories. Our top headline today involving the Supreme Court allowing Texas to enforce a new law giving local police the power to arrest anybody they believe is in the country illegally. So yesterday, the Supreme Court allowed the law to proceed. The White House immediately sued. So Supreme Court blocked it again. And then now today, the court ruled that the law can go into effect while litigation continues in lower courts. So yes, a win for Texas today. Definitely haven't heard the last of this law. Top generals testifying in Washington today regarding the withdrawal of Afghanistan. And a couple of them, including former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, say that there was a lack of coordination and execution by the Biden White House back in 2021. Negotiations to reach a temporary ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are continuing, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week. Wacky stories. Interesting one here from the weekend. The Irish Navy, I learned today, Austin, only has one active ship. Now, Ireland, certainly not known as a country that finds themselves in war often, so it may make sense there. But for weekends like we just had, it may be a good idea to invest in a second ship that could answer the call of duty when the need arises. That did not happen this weekend. Because it was St. Patrick's Day, there was a call for the crew of this lone Navy ship to help with a drug bust by intercepting a delivery of cocaine packages off the coast. So I would imagine that the Irish police reached out to the skipper and said, "Hey, skipper, we need your help. There's a drug bust that we need your help on." And the skipper said, "No, we're good.
It's spring break,
St. Patrick's Day.
Or St. Patrick's
Day. And we're enjoying the holiday, so no, we're not available." So the police were able to get a team of divers for help. But, you know, as they say, you had one job, so not sure the Irish Navy is, you know, in the best of straits right now with the Irish government.
I'm not looking for beef with Ireland or anything, especially the Irish Navy. But if your job is so laxed that there's only one ship, one active ship, this has to be the most action you've gotten in an eternity.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah,
yeah,
no thanks.
We're good, man. St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, bummer. A 71-year-old man in Utah named Michael Roberts was arrested recently because he shot at six teenagers, all because they ding-dong ditched his home. They were running to the car, and he walked out onto his porch and started firing at them, reportedly. No one was hit, but there were two significant dents on the passenger side rear door of their car. Michael told police that they've been ringing his doorbell for several weeks, and he admitted to firing what he called a paintball-like gun at them. He claimed he didn't actually aim it to hit them, but is now facing six counts of aggravated assault.
Moral of the story, don't ding-dong ditch, kids.
Oh, no, that's very fair.
Good news. If you were watching So You Think You Can Dance recently, you may have seen a familiar face. Victor from Pensacola gave a performance, and here's a little snippet of that.
Can you tell us what your name is and where you're from?
My name is Victor Ramos. I'm 30 years old. I'm from Pensacola, Florida. And I just like to dance.
You're 30?
Yeah.
Okay. This will be your last opportunity to audition for us.
It is. It's do or die.
Yeah, well, the good news is that all three judges gave him a yes and sent him on to the callbacks round of the competition.
Nice.
And if he advances from there, he could earn a spot in the regular competition, which makes up the majority of the show season. So best of luck to you, Victor, on that. Channel 3 News at 6 starts now.